أَلَمْ تَرَى Have you not seen إِلَى رَبِّكْ At your Lord. Meaning at the action of your Lord. كَيْفَ How? مَدَّ He has extended الظِّلَّ The shadow. Have you not considered, have you not seen how your Lord extends the shadow? مَدَّ from the root letters? Mim dal dal. Mad. What is mad in tajweed? What do? You stretch, you elongate the sound, right? So madda dhil. What is dhil? Shadow. What is shadow? It's not a reflection. Okay. Think of it as if you're explaining to a 5-year-old child. What is a shadow? Because we're like, yeah, shadow for sure. I know what a shadow is. But if we cannot explain it, then that's, you know, something that we need to think about. So what is a shadow? Think about it. Everybody think and try to explain properly, clearly. Discuss with the person sitting next to you. You don't have Wikipedia right now. Good. That's a good definition. So who will explain? Okay, go ahead.
What I can understand, as the sun rays fall on any object, the sun rays are going as usual, but that object is blocking that part of the sun rays which are hindered by that object. So the other sun rays are going at the sides, but that object doesn't let the sun rays pass by. So its configuration is apparent with the absence of the sun rays because of that object. So it shows its configuration in a way that is the shadow. The shape will be the same as that object.
Okay.
That's what I understand.
Okay, go ahead.
If I have to explain it to a 5-year-old, I would say it's my image on the earth.
Your image on the earth. Okay. Anybody else? This is basic physics. Come on.
So if I were to explain it to a 5-year-old, I would say it's basically where the sun doesn't hit. And as a result, it casts a shadow or like a hidden area which the sun doesn't go through.
Okay. Is it just the sun? Light.
Any form of light.
Light. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. That's too difficult for a 5-year-old to understand. He can barely understand his own world. How can he understand the whole earth and the moving of the earth? Go ahead. The absence of light is darkness. And darkness is not necessarily shadow. Homework. A brief definition or explanation of shadow. Right? I know I have done my homework, but I'm not going to spoon feed you. Okay? You have to do your own part, inshallah. And remember, when you are researching about what shadows are, looking for a very precise, clear definition of what shadows are, think of it as what you are trying to better understand the Quran. You are trying to understand the word al-lil. Okay? So Allah says over here, have you not considered how your Lord extends the shadow? Extends it. What does it mean by this? That He makes it longer. Okay. And how is it that it gets longer? Why does it get longer? Because of the movement of the sun. As the sun rises until it sets, what happens? The shadow, its direction changes, its size also changes. Isn't it that at the beginning of the day you will notice that shadows are very long? At noontime you will see that they're very short. And towards the end of the day they're so long. Very, very long. Correct? So, كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلْ How Allah extends the shadow. وَلَوْ شَاءَ And if He wanted, لَجَعْلَهُ Surely He would have made it سَاكِنًا Stationary. Allah could have made the shadow stationary. What is sakin? Seen kaf noon. Sakin is that which does not move. That which is not moving. غير متحرك. So the shadow, if Allah wanted, it would neither increase nor decrease in its size, nor would it move in its direction. What does that mean then? That the light of the day would remain the same all day long. Just like a light fixture, right? Once it's turned on, then what happens? The shadows that are in the room, they're constantly like that, always like that. Isn't it? You will not find those shadows anywhere else. Always on the same place, same size. And when you turn the light off, then the shadows are gone completely. Correct? So if Allah wanted, He could have made shadows like that also. And this implies that the sun would either never set, or it would never rise, or it means that you would not see it moving across the horizon. Right? There would be no change in the light. It would always be the same light. ثُمَّ then جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ, we have made the sun, عَلَيْهِ on it, meaning for the shadow, دَلِيلًا, an indication. دَلِيل, what is دَلِيل? When you think of the word دَلِيل, what comes to your mind? Proof, evidence. دَلَامْلَامْ. دَلِيل is basically the cause of recognition. Right? That by which one recognizes something. So for example, if you see something moving, right? Something green, long, and moving. What would you think it is? A leaf? On the ground? No, you would think that it's some kind of living creature, some kind of insect, isn't it? So the fact that it is moving, that movement is a dalil that this creature is a living creature. You understand? So this is what dalil is. Indication, evidence. And from this, dalil is also, like over here, it's translated as an indicator. Okay, in a car, an indicator. When you're turning to the right, you give the indicator to the right to tell the other person that I am going to go in the right lane or I'm going to turn right. You understand? So this is dalil. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the cause behind shadows is what? It's the sun. The sun is the cause of the shadow. Meaning shadows are there because of the sun, because of the light of the sun. As the sun rises, as it sets, the shadows, they grow, they reduce, they move, right? They darken or they become lighter. They move, they increase, they decrease. All of this is because of the sun. Dalil is also used for a guide. So the guide of the shadow, meaning what's causing the shadow to move? It's the sun. ثُمَّ then قَبَضْنَاهُ, we grasp it. قَافْ بَضَضْ قَبْضْ. What does قَبْضْ mean? To hold back, right? To grasp. To grasp in one's hand. So قَبَضْنَاهُ, we hold it in hand, إِلَيْنَا, to us, قَبْضًا, a grasp that is يَسِير, that is easy. Yasir from the root letters yasin ra, yusr. What does yusr mean? Ease. And yasir is one that is easy. And it doesn't just mean easy as in something that's not difficult to do, but easy also as in gentle. Because people who are gentle are very easy to deal with. Isn't it? Something that you can bend easily, you know, you can be gentle with it. But something that doesn't bend easily, you have to be rough with it. Isn't it? So yasir doesn't just mean easy, it also means gently. Alright? And when something is done gently, easily, smoothly, then it also happens in a very subtle way. Right? Like for example, if you're trying to crush, let's say, cookies, alright, in a food processor, will the whole house hear it? Of course. But if you're trying to mix together different flours in a bowl, right, then will the whole house hear it? No, they won't hear it. Right? When something is done gently, easily, it happens in a subtle way, so quietly that you don't even perceive it. Alright? So, ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا. What does it mean by this? Basically, this is referring to the movement, the changing of the shadows. That how they reduce, alright, or how they shift, how they move, but so gently, and how they disappear also, so gently, so easily that you don't notice it. Isn't it? Like for example, every day you see shadows move, change, reduce. But do you really notice it? You don't. It's only after a couple of hours that you notice, oh, it's so bright outside now. Isn't it? It happens so gently, without even us feeling that change. قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا. Now, in these ayat, what do we see? That how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides light to us. How beautifully. The light of the sun is not like the light that we have come up with, like the light bulbs that we have made. The color of the sun when it rises is different. And when it has fully risen, it is different. And as it sets, it is different. And with this change in the color of the light also, there is beauty. Isn't it? I mean, just imagine if the light of the sun was always bright yellow. There is no redness in it, no pink, nothing in it. It would be hurtful. Correct? Like for example, if you're indoors for a long period of time, what happens? The lights, they eventually start hurting your eyes. You just want to get out or you want to turn the lights off. Correct? So the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created light for us through the sun, it is beautiful. And with that, we are also provided shade. And in these ayat, what do we see? Who is causing this change? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does all things. The extending of the shadow, what does that signify? In our lives also. The extending of the shadow, the withdrawal of the shadow, what does it symbolize? That things, they appear in life and then they disappear. They appear, they grow, and then they reduce and they're gone. Life happens and then death happens. Changes are always happening. Life is constantly changing. وَهُوَ الَّذِي And He is the one who جَعَلَ لَكُمْ He has made for you اللَّيْلَ the night لِبَاسًا as clothing. What is libas? لَمْبَاسِين clothing. What's the purpose of clothing? Why do we wear clothes? What's the first and foremost objective? Cover ourselves. Right? It's concealing. Satir. So night is also satir. It covers everything with its darkness. So much so that it covers us also, our senses, so we become sleepy. Isn't it? Why is it that in winter time, at 7 o'clock you feel like going to bed? At 8 o'clock you feel like going to bed? Because it's dark outside. What do you do with yourself? Even though you have electricity, you'd rather be sleeping. Whereas in the summertime, it's 9 o'clock and you don't want to sleep. Why? Because it's not night outside. Correct? So Allah has made the night a clothing. وَالنَّوْمَ and sleep سُبَاتًا as a means for rest. سِين بَاتَ سَبْت سَبْت means قَطْر, to cut. Right? From the same root as Sabbath. Right? Saturday. Why? Because the Yahud were told to cut themselves off from their work and engage in the worship of Allah only. Right? And سَبْت is basically inactivity. Alright? Inactivity for the purpose of rest. So that a person can get refreshed and then they can go back to work and they have more energy to continue their work. You know, this is why weekends are important, right? What happens after a whole week? You're tired. You need a break. You need to do something different. And something different doesn't mean you need to sleep all day. Something different can also be that you just go and read Quran. Right? Because it gives you a mental break. It's like a break for your heart. So, sleep is for subat. What does sleep do? It cuts off any movement. It doesn't allow you to walk. It doesn't allow you to keep typing on your computer. Sleep, when a person is sleeping, you cannot go through your phone. Can you? No. You're forced to stop every movement. It's inactivity. Why? So that we can get some rest. Because we do so much zulm on ourselves that if we were able to, we would even work and watch movies or something in our sleep. If we could, we would definitely do that. Because we have brought televisions in our living rooms and we have brought phones on our dinner tables, isn't it? So even though when we're eating or when we are with the family, we're watching something, we're listening to something, correct? Even in our beds, what do we have with us until we fall asleep? Our phones. So sleep, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it, is a mercy, subatan. It cuts you off. You cannot have a conversation. You cannot even think. You cannot even plan in your head. Subatan. And isn't it necessary? It is. وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ And He has made the day, nushura, a resurrection. Nushur, Noon, Sheen, Ra. Nashr is to rise and spread. Right? And it also indicates movement. Subat, what does subat mean? No movement, inactivity. Nushur means that you get up, you move around, there is movement. It's also used for resurrection, life after death. Because in graves, people are inactive. On the day of judgment, when they'll be resurrected, they will move. وَهُوَ الَّذِي He is the one who أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ Who sends the winds. الرِّيَاح is the plural of رِيح. And notice how the plural form has been used over here. What does it signify? That a breeze blowing from one direction and then another direction and then another direction, right? And when wind comes in this way, winds, multiple winds, right, blowing from different directions, then that is good. Whereas if wind blows only from one direction, then that is harmful. That is harmful. Let me give you an example. When you're drying your hair, blow dry, and you have your hair dryer, and you keep it in one place only, right? One place only, and you're only drying one portion of your head, meaning that's the only direction in which the wind is coming in. After some time, isn't your head going to feel hot? Isn't it? What do you have to do? Move the direction. You have to move the dryer. So that all parts of your hair, they become dry. Correct? So this is beneficial. الرياح. So he is the one who sends the winds, bushran, as good news, بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ before his mercy. Which mercy? Rain. Meaning before the actual rain comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends winds as good news that the rain is coming. وَأَنزَلْنَا And we have sent down, مِنَ السَّمَاءِ From the sky, ma and water, that is طَهُورًا That is pure. طَهُور, from the root letters طَهَرًا Tahur is that which is clean in itself, and it is also mutahhir, that which is also purifying. So it is clean in itself, alright, clean water, but it's not just clean water, it also cleans what it falls on. Haven't you seen how, for example, if you're gone for a long drive, a road trip, what will you see in the front of the car? Insects. Isn't it? So then what happens? You need to go get a car wash done. Otherwise they will bake in the heat and they'll really get stuck on the car. Impossible to take off. Correct? So you need a car wash. You go for a car wash, doesn't come off. But then what happens? If there's rain, heavy rain alongside, your car is clean. Yes, you can see the water marks, but still the car is clean. When it rains, the trees get washed, houses get washed, streets get washed, everything gets washed. Ma'an tahura. And rainwater is amazing. That it's clean in itself, such that animals benefit from it, birds benefit from it, plants benefit from it, and eventually we also benefit from it. Ma'an tahura. لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ So that we give life through it, meaning through this rainwater, بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا A land that was dead. A land that was dead is brought back to life through what? Rainwater. وَنُسْقِيَهُ And we give it to drink. To who? مِمَّا From that which خَلَقْنَا We have created an'aman livestock. وَأَنَاسِيَّ And people كَثِيرًا Many. Meaning, rainwater falls from the sky and who drinks from it? The earth drinks from it. Animals drink from it, and people also benefit from it. Notice the word anasi. This is new for you. Anasi, it's actually anasin. Alright? Anasin. And that has been abbreviated to anasi. And anasin is the plural of the word insan. And insan is human being. وَلَقَدْ And certainly, صَرَّفْنَاهُ We have certainly distributed it. صَرَّفَ يُصَرِّفُ تَصْرِيف What does that mean? Tasrif is to take something away, bring it back in a different way. Alright? To take it away and then bring it back different from how it was before. Tasrifur riyah, the changing of the winds. That at one point it's extremely cold, chilly wind. And at another point it is different. It's not that fast, it's not that chilly. At another point it is actually warm, at another point it's actually very, very hot. So, صرفناه, who over here is referring to rain. That we have certainly distributed the rain. بينهم, between them. What does it mean by that? That it doesn't just rain in one place. Rather, what happens? Have you ever noticed how for 5 minutes there will be like a heavy downpour? And then after 5 minutes, there's not even a single drop falling from the sky. Where did that rain cloud go? Moved on, isn't it? And kept moving on and on until it finished. So صرفناه, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rain in specific quantities to different lands. Why? لِيَذَّكَّرُوا, so that they might be reminded. They might take a lesson. That this mercy also comes from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is coming by His will. We have no control over it. But Allah says, فَأَبَى. فَسُوْ أَبَى, He has refused. أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ, majority of the people, إِلَّا except كُفُورًا, disbelief. Meaning majority of the people refuse to show any reaction except for kufur. Allah sends rain, and instead of being happy, or instead of being okay with it, what do? Kufur. They show ingratitude. And this is something that is 100% true. Because who can be more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What happens when it rains? Do we complain? We complain more. Instead of being happy and grateful, we complain. You know, it's amazing how if we have a barbecue, right? Everybody is ready for the barbecue, the meat has been prepared, guests are coming in, and there is a shower. Instead of being happy that alhamdulillah it's nice and cool and breezy, what do we say? Oh my God, what a musibah. Literally, I have heard this with my own ears. Rain is falling, and very light rain. Instead of being happy, alhamdulillah, now everything is fresh, people are complaining, what a musibah. They call rain musibah. That this is a difficulty.
Often me and my sister, we take care of our neighbor. And one time it was raining and he was like, rain, rain, go away. That's all. And my mom and dad were like, astaghfirullah, say that. It's a benefit thing. It's true, mashallah.
Yes. That rain, rain, go away. Right? I mean, little children also sing like that. And in so many books, in so many cartoons, when it rains, the child is unhappy, upset. Why? Because he cannot go and play outside. Go get wet in the rain, for God's sake. Why are you stuck indoors? Run outside, get wet, enjoy the rain. Like the Prophet ﷺ, what would he do when it would rain? What would he do? He would uncover his shoulders. The companions, one of them, what he would do is that whenever it would rain, he would tell his wife, get my clothes ready. Meaning, I'm going to be getting wet, so get my clothes ready. I'd like to change after it stops raining. This is ma'an tahura. This is a blessing, but we complain about it. So majority of the people do not recognize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so they do not express gratitude. When it rains, instead of being grateful, we complain. فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. So what do we learn from this ayah then? Let's stop complaining about rain. Yes, when it rains excessively, it can become harmful. And at that time, the Prophet ﷺ taught us a dua. What is that dua? Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. Recently, as you know, in certain parts of the world, heat wave, no rain, extremely hot in India, in Pakistan, in all these places, so many people died. And alhamdulillah, we were being blessed with rain every other day. And a lot of rain. And while many of us were happy, children were not very happy. So I told my children one day, they were complaining about the rain, and I said, don't complain. Say, oh Allah, please send the rain to Karachi. So every time it rains now, my daughter says, oh Allah, please send the rain to Karachi. I'm like, yeah, we need it too. Alhamdulillah. Everywhere, inshallah. Because there is no limit to Allah's treasures. Right? Alright, let's listen to the recitation of these verses. You can stand up as you listen.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا
ثم قبضناه إلينا قبضا يسيرا وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا وهو الذي أرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته وأنزلنا من السماء ماء طهورا لنحيي به بلدة ميتا ونسقيه مما خلقنا أنعاما وأناسيا كثيرا ولقد صرفناه بينهم ليذكروا فأبى أكثر الناس إلا كفورا
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته